Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
Welcome back. It is always a pleasure to have with us a man who has been following closely for years the developments in our own hemisphere, often from the front lines of what I think of as the war for the free world in places like Venezuela. His name is Russ Dallin. He is the president and editor-in-chief of the Latin American Herald Tribune. He is also a man of finance and many other parts, a great resource for us on matters involving developments, not just in Venezuela, but in the region more generally. And the reporting that his paper does is extraordinarily important. And so it's always a privilege to be able to pick his brains a little bit about some of the developments that are going to matter probably in the near term to us, not just in the longer term, if things continue to go very badly south of our border. Russ Dallin, welcome back. It is always good to have you with us.
Thank you, Secretary Gaffney. It's always a learning experience because of the Socratic nature of your questions.
You're the one who's teaching. Listen, I did want to just mention before we get into the latest developments on Latin America that President apparently spoke rather directly and I think properly about oppression in our hemisphere of Christians, among others, in the course of his remarks at the National Prayer Breakfast last week. And he denounced in the context of that oppression specifically what Cuba and Venezuela have been doing to followers of Christ. Russ, talk a little bit about the degree to which this really is a problem, not just in the Middle East, not just in China, not just in North Korea and elsewhere, but in our own hemisphere as well.
It's amazing that he mentioned it. You know, you're absolutely right, because he grouped Venezuela and Cuba together, which we have known for a long time, and you have pointed out to your listeners for a long time, but is now being more recognized, that there is a decline in freedom overall, and that includes religious freedom in both of those countries. As a matter of fact, preachers have been, archbishops have been attacked during Mass by unidentified assailants, presumably because they have spoken out against what is going on with the dictatorial nature of the Maduro regime.
Yeah, and it's not an accident, presumably, that they get away with these acts of violence. And speaking of Venezuela and the Maduro regime, of course, there are elections looming there without the opposition being on the ballot. So this will further finish off what's left of Venezuelan democracy. You follow this story very closely, Russ. We've benefited greatly over the years from your assessment of how dire the situation is, but there's a new development in the wake of Secretary Tillerson's visit to the region last week, our Secretary of State, that is quite noteworthy, and I want you to talk a little bit about it and what you think it portends. First of all, whether it was perhaps a product of the visit by Secretary Tillerson or not, but what's going on the borders of Venezuela in both Colombia and Brazil at the moment?
Both Colombia and Brazil have a great problem because they're being flooded by refugees from Venezuela, and I don't say that lightly. It's difficult to think of these kind of things unless you see it yourself, but here's the basic problem. The basic wage in Venezuela is $4 a month, and you can't feed your family or sustain yourself. Even if you have a great job and you're making four times the basic wage, it's $16 a month. You can't feed your family, much less pay your cell phone or your rent or whatever. It's just not enough money. So people are fleeing the country because they don't have enough money to buy food, and they're flooding across the borders into Colombia and Brazil. This is a destabilizing influence on both of these nations. So in the wake of Secretary Tillerson's tour of Latin America, where he went to Colombia and Peru and met with Chile and Argentina as well, and even Jamaica, And then with Jimmy Morales, when he came back to Washington, who also met with President Trump, there was a coordinated effort this weekend by both troops in Brazil and Colombia. There was a massive buildup of troops on the borders with Colombia, supposedly to stop the flow of refugees flooding into the country, which, you know, is bringing crime because they don't have jobs, they can't work there, they have no money, they have no food, they can't pay for medicine. It's a mess. And of course, Colombia wants to help and has been helping. There are over 400,000 Venezuelans have streamed across the border, according to Colombia's count already. So you can imagine, though, that that's a massive humanitarian nightmare. There's no place for them to live. They're sleeping in the streets. They're robbing. It's, you know, they're doing what they have to do to survive in these countries. So it's causing a massive destabilizing influence. At the same time, the head of SOFCOM, Admiral Tidd, is currently in Bogota for talks there. So there is some anecdotal evidence that in the wake of Mr. Tillerson's call for tougher actions on Venezuela and the military buildups on the border and the fact that the head of SOFCOM is in Bogota at the same time, that the region is toughening up in a serious way and taking the problem in Venezuela very seriously.
Yeah. Well, again, it has long seemed to be the case that the only possible outcome of this that will actually ameliorate the situation is the end of this Maduro regime. And if these military forces are being massed for the purpose of not only dealing with the border insecurity problem, which is, of course, acute, but also preparatory to doing something to help the people of Venezuela liberate their country from this regime, it would be a godsend indeed. Let me ask you, we spoke about Jimmy Morales. I have been told now for some time that his government is being actively subverted and destabilized, talk about regime change, by the United States State Department, specifically an ambassador there now moved on, of all places, to Venezuela by the name of Todd Robinson. What light can you shed on what's been going on there, Russ Dallin, and why we're doing that to what is a friendly government that, again, as you say, the president and the secretary of state met with Morales last week?
Yes, and President Morales is regarded as a friend. He was actually feted at the White House because he has announced his support for the movement of the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem. So that made Mr. Trump extraordinarily happy, and as well as the State Department.
Well, parts of the State Department, I can assure you, probably very small parts.
Yes. So regarding, you know, the other issues, there is a difference. You know, the State Department has one basic toolkit, and that's diplomacy. The president, on the other hand, has other tools available at his disposal. So you shouldn't be surprised if one side is pushing diplomacy when that's their tool, and that's what they're paid to do.
Well, but the problem, as I understand it, Russ Dallin, and you're being diplomatic yourself, I think, is that the State Department has taken the view that this fellow Todd Robinson, a longtime Foreign Service officer, has promoted that Morales is corrupt and needs to be basically driven from office. And that doesn't seem to be borne out by the facts. And the diplomacy that is being used by this man, or has in the past now been used by this man, is, it would seem, very much at odds with American national interests and, for that matter, our security interests. So I'm glad to see he's gone. I do worry about him being our man in Venezuela at this very fraught moment, but that's a topic for another day. Russ Dallin, we have to leave it at that. Thank you so much for the work you do at the Latin American Herald Tribune and Caracas Capital. It is great to have you with us always, and a learning experience for all hands. We'll talk to you soon. We'll talk to the rest of you, I hope, again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.